Showcase, episode number 21. Tonight you'll hear the second part of the big show from September 30th. It was an awesome show. Bridget Thompson started things off. And then we had John Lukart. And then Big Al Daugherty. And then we did the world's famous jam session at the end, which was kind of a nice touch. I wasn't planning on doing that part, but then we got to the end, and I thought, yeah, we better do it. So we did it. I want to thank everybody for downloading last week's show. Has right now 107 downloads, which puts it second on our all-time list. And that's just in a week. So, thank you, thank you, thank you. Wow, it's just amazing. Thanks to the guests who are on that show, Bob Doerr, Jeff Peterson, the Backstage Boogie Band, and Clarence Key Jr. Don't know which one of you is driving it. Got an idea. But thanks to all you that were there. I hope you've come back for the second half of the show. Just wanted to go over a few things here. Download now. Things when you look at podcasts that have millions of downloads, top 100 territory, but we're certainly working our way up. We'd be somewhere in the middle because these are solid numbers for a podcast that basically just started not even 6 months ago. If you exclude the very very top show is episode 11. That was the show for Dan Duran. That was 145 downloads. Then we have 107 for the with the Bob Jeff and company. But then the next one is pretty typical of us, around 40 to 50. That episode 17, and then episode 7. Number 18 has 48. Then number 5, which is the first one on Podbean, is at 45. Then 8's at 45. 9's at 44. 14 to 44. And then 19 is at 43. And those are the all-time numbers. So, again, those are pretty impressive for something that just basically started. And so, again, thanks to all you that are downloading the show. And thanks for subscribing. If you're not subscribing, please subscribe. You can subscribe at Podbean, and then I know you've subscribed. Or you can subscribe to wherever you download your favorite podcast, be that iTunes, Google Play, TuneIn, Radio, Blueberry, which is another podcast provider that apparently somebody wanted us on there, and so we're there, because I did not do that. And then also, it's not Last FM, but it's something similar to that. Yeah, you know, subscribe to any or all of them. That's cool. But if you're on Podbean, at least I'll know that you're doing it. When I'm looking at these, like, total downloads, the U.S. in all time is 842, so that's the big bulk of our downloads. But we have downloads from 23 countries now, and Belgium is first, believe it or not, with 12, but we got 10 from China and 10 from the U.K., and then it gets closer to single digits when you get a little lower. Some of the places that really surprised me, we actually have one from Iran. I didn't know you were allowed to listen to the blues there, but hey, it's good to have you here. And yeah, the China thing was pretty cool. Russia, of course, I knew that, I mean, Russia, when it came to the last CD I put out, and there was a Russian site that it pretty much was one of those, I hate to say it, but yeah, it was a legal free download site. My CD ended up that, and there were quite a few downloads, so I'm glad to see the Russians have found us here. Thank you, thank you. Bosnia, And then I had to look this up. There's this place called Reunion. I didn't know what it was. I believe it's a French island off the coast of Africa near Madagascar. So thank you, whoever you are out there on the island of Reunion. When I'm looking at U.S. states, Iowa is still number one. Matter of fact, things were close between Iowa and California, but once I said Iowans, you need to wake up, y'all did. So 254 downloads from Iowa, 152 from California. New Mexico third with 76. Missouri has 60. Then we get down to the teens after that, Kansas was 17, Illinois was 16. Right now we're on 35 states across the union, so that's not too bad. And so pretty happy about this, and like I said, we're probably going to hit 1,000 by the end of this week with the new podcast. Again, thank you. And the other thing that's interesting about podcasting is that because it's on demand, the latest show is not always where you get all your downloads. I mean, you may get, initially, obviously, the newest show gets the most, but then you'll notice that, you know, shows down the line pick up stuff. Like podcast number 5 picks up, you know, maybe a download once a week, you know, so somebody. And especially when I see a big jump from one particular area, like say it was Belgium like 2 weeks ago, and that was all on one day. What happened is somebody really liked us and decided to download all the podcasts we had available. So, hey, that's cool. And again, thank you very much. So we're just going to keep plugging along here. So please, like I said, subscribe. Tell your friends, share. It doesn't matter. It's free, and it will always be free. I will not monetize this show. To me, this is trying to keep the blues alive, and we'll find other ways of paying the guys and you know down the line. But right now, we're all doing this for free. Matter of fact, I'm losing money because I'm putting money up to. Every month to make sure this goes out. So, and again, it's just about keeping the music alive. This isn't about making any money. This is just about, you know, telling the world about all the great music, especially all the great musicians here in this Midwest that have come to play for us. All right, so before we start the show, just a quick reminder that the next big show is October 30th. And this, again, will be at Grandview University, the Student Center, at the Speed Lyceum. If you missed last month's show, you need to get there. It is an amazing facility. This room, I mean, it kind of looks small, but it's not. It holds 300 people, and it is built for sound, ladies and gentlemen. We first went in there, we thought, oh my God, this room's way too live. And the sound's just going to bounce around here, and this is going to be a nightmare. And I looked, and I realized that on the walls were baffles that you could actually open. And so we went around, and we opened all the baffles, and all of a sudden, it was perfect. It was like being in a studio. So, you know, hats off to whoever designed that room, because that is an amazing room. Wow. Very nice, and I'm sure Professor Speed is very pleased with that, because you can have just a solo piano player with no amplification, or even a singer, a quartet, and then you can have, like us, an amplified band in there, and it will still sound good. You know, it just depends on how you set those baffles. So, wow. Nice bit of engineering there. But anyway, so you really need to be there. So this show's a big show. Right now I got 7 guests set up for this. We got Big Daddy Dennis Kane, Curry Harder, Steve George, who's the Iowa Hall of Fame, Blues Hall of Fame. I believe he's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame too, here in Iowa. Kent Burnside, international blues recording artist. Currently with, I believe he's, I think Dan Aykroyd owns his contract now, from the Blues Brothers. So, and he's always out touring. If you want to see him, check out YouTube. Look for Kent Burnside. There's got to be 1,000 videos of him out there. He's the real deal. He'll be there. Madam Jules, she's a star of stage and screen. Well, at least here in Iowa. She's was in Rock of Ages, and she also has been on some local TV commercials. And she's the singing bartender, and we love her a lot. And going to be a great time having her back. The Bad Boys of the Blues will be there. So we're going to play Bad Boys of Blues, and then we're going to back up Madam Jules. And then also Scotty and the Wingtips will be there. So this is going to be a big show. Hope you can be there. I'm looking ahead. Again, November looks really cool. If, well, I haven't heard from one person in particular. Somebody said he wanted to play in November, and I'm hoping he can do it, because if he can, this is going to be really big. I mean, it's going to be big whether he's there or not, but I mean, holy cow. So I got Matt Woods, Bob Pace, Tina Haas, and Clarence Keyes coming back. That's November 27th. And the December show, I haven't really worked very hard on it because it's too far away, and that's our Christmas show. Also, by the way, October 30th is going to be the Jimmy Pryor birthday celebration, his 100th birthday. Technically, it either happened in February or will be in February if you listen to last week's podcast. If not, go back and listen to it, and then you can come back. But anyway, that's what's coming up. I will not come back at the end of this show because it's a nice, clean ending. Hope you enjoy it. We had a lot of fun making it, and it's good to be making new shows. Next week, I haven't decided what I'm going to do or what shows I'll pull out of the archives, but it'll be what it will be. And hope you that you're having a great summer. Or now it's fall. Sweet. Well, not quite. Yeah, it's officially fall. Wow, wake up, it's October. Oh! Yeah, anyway. Oh, so yeah, hey. And boy, is it crazy or what? I tell you what, I mean, I just watching the news today, and with the killer clowns running around, and then you have a clown running for president. Ba-dum-bump! Ho-ho! Sorry, you Trumpsters. I apologize. I do. I was just, that was uncalled for. It was just too easy. It was there. It was just, I had to go for it. I apologize. But anyway, you know, hopefully all this craziness will be gone, and we can get on to doing the blues, because the blues loves everybody. Doesn't matter whether you're right or left or up or down or in between. The blues loves you, and the blues cares for you. So people, help us keep the blues alive, and come listen to us on October 30th or not. Just listen to us every Sunday right here at the Iowa Blues Showcase. Hey, Tom, over there in the past, take over. All right, bye.
All right, we're back. Welcome to the second hour of the Iowa Blues Showcase. I want to thank myself for the introduction in post-production. It was rather professional. Thank you very much. All right, our first guest here, and this will be podcast number 21. Yay! Our first guest is a Des Moines singer, Bridget Thompson.
My love is coming. lovely right. dancing.
Bridget, how you doing?
I'm well, Tom. Thank you. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. You know, since I've been back, and I've been back for a couple years, and I've just met you, so I don't know a whole lot about you, so maybe you can tell our podcast audience and the audience, studio audience, a little bit about yourself.
I will do that. Well, I am a reading interventionist for Des Moines Public Schools.
Yay! Oh, yeah.
And I love it. The students are great. Des Moines Schools is a great school district to work for. Just started back after being home with my daughter for 9 years, and I have 2 kids and 2 cats, and Ooh. They come in twos. And that's about it. Anything else?
No, that's cool. And I see at the jam with Al and.
Yes. So, yeah. They are great fun, true professionals, wonderful, wonderful people to know and to work with.
Yeah, Big Daddy's fun to work with. I've played with him for years, and
he's
like,
a hoot.
You
yeah.
never know where he's going. That's the problem.
I'll second that. Yes. Lots of fun, though.
So would you like to do another Edda for us?
I would, indeed.
All right.
Yes.
Something told me it was over. Something deep down in my soul said, cry girl. When I saw you and that girl walking out, I would rather go blind, boy, than to see you. Most of all, I just don't want to be free, no. Ooh, I was just sitting here thinking about your kisses and your warm embrace. When the reflection in the glass that I held to my face now bends, thank you.
Bridget Thompson, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. Thank you, lovely slow dancers. You're beautiful.
Yes. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming out here to podcast 21 of the Iowa Blues Showcase. Tell you what, it's been a lot of fun. We haven't played since 2003, so this band in particular, the house band, it's nice that we're able to still be around and do it after 13 years. I'm feeling good about it. You know, 13 years ago, if I said that after 30, it would have been no big deal, but now it's starting to get to be a big deal. You know, tonight, I want to dedicate our show to those that have gone on, that have been on the showcase. That'd be people like Jimmy Pryor, Chicago Rick, Gary Smith, of course, Woody, John Woody Wood, Jim Farr, thank you. Yeah, Jim Farr. Those are, that was almost all my band, too, at one time. Those guys were part of the reason we keep doing this, because especially Jimmy, was the whole idea is of keeping the blues alive. He was 90 years old when he passed, and we're celebrating his 100th birthday, which will be next month's show, so come on out for that. All right, our next guest is a legendary guitar player who played with me in the old Tom Gary Blues Band. He should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I don't know why he's not in it, in the Iowa version of that. He has played with a lot of bands in Marshalltown and here in Des Moines. And he was in were you originally in the Backstage Boogie Band, original Backstage Boogie Band? Or you added them later, John? So ladies and gentlemen, Mr. John Lukart.
Put your big feet on the ground. So I bought you a brand new Mustang, about a 1965. Now you come around with your signify, woman. Put your big feet on the ground. Said all you wanna do is ride around, Sally.
Ride, Sally, ride.
Said all you wanna do is ride around, Sally. you come around to just signify, woman, don't wanna let me ride Mustang Sally. Think you'd better slow that Mustang down. Better keep on running around now, my baby. I have to put your big feet.
John Lucart, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Johnny, welcome to the show.
Yeah.
I think I've featured you two or three times in the last 19 podcasts, so it's good to have you here. And so you're playing with J.C. Anderson coming up pretty soon?
Yeah, we got a few gigs coming up. J.C. Anderson, Steve Treanor, Emil Miles, and myself.
Ooh. Man, that's a good band. Where are you guys playing at?
Yeah, we play at Hawkeye Elks and Jake's in Marshalltown.
Wow, okay. Oh, yeah, I know that place. So if someone wanted to put you in the Iowa Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, they should go to the website and fill out the form, shouldn't they, John?
Well, I don't know.
I think they should.
They haven't done it yet, so. I guess I'll live alone.
I know. Me and John used to play in a blues band called the Tom Gary Blues Band. We're the only surviving members now. It had Gary Smith, Jimmy Farr, and John Woody Wood. And that was a heck of a band. We had a lot of fun with those guys. We used to play almost every weekend. I think we played at Zim's on Sunday nights and then a lot on Court Avenue. Those were good times.
Yes, they were.
Do you remember those times?
Sure, I do. What do you want to do? Great job on the background vocals there.
Yes, they were good, weren't they?
Yeah.
So, what song do you want to do next?
It was just one of the old songs that you used to do.
One of the old songs I used to do. Let's do that old Kansas City blues tune. Took a stroll down Main. I was looking for a little girl who they call Lucille. Ooh, to Kansas City. Kansas City. I'm gonna woo pretty woman, honey, where they don't allow you. Come on, John. John Lukehart on guitar from Marshalltown, Iowa. Yes, 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 yes. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I think we're doing pretty good time-wise. I'm feeling good about this. there's going to be a lot of edits, but hey, that's the way it goes. Just a reminder, next month's show, right here at the Speed Lyceum, my old professor, will be here October 30th. Tape rolls at 7 o'clock, I hope, and so come on out. I do know Steve George, the Bad Boys of the Blues, Scotty and the Wingtips, and Big Daddy will be here, as well as others, so come on out and enjoy the show. Oh, yeah, Jules will be here, too, and Kent Burnside. That's going to be a crazy show. You got to come out for it. Kent Burnside is a national recording artist who... kind of lives here in Des Moines occasionally when he's not on the road. So he's going to be in town, and he's going to stop by. So this will be really cool. So Kent Burnside, Steve George, Jules, Madam Jules, who the singing bartender, who, if you don't know, she was in a show out here at the Playhouse. Which one was this? Rock of Ages. Yes, and also she's on TV a lot. She's got a commercial. So, you know, we're excited. It's Madam Jules will be here. And of course, the Bad Boys of the Blues. A lot of you missed the Bad Boys. I've missed the Bad Boys, so they'll be here. So, a big show. That'll be October 30th. And all that's in tribute to Jimmy Pryor, so we'll see if we can't get some nice pictures of Jimmy up here, too. All right, our next guest is our good buddy from up north, who is a drummer and a singer and a photographer and a videographer, and he's just an all-around great guy. Ladies and gentlemen, Big Al Daughtry! And he even wore a blue shirt tonight, ladies and gentlemen. It's very lovely. Oh, by the way, if you like the shirt, you can get it on, I think it's Cafe Press. Go to Blues Army of Des Moines, our Facebook page, and there's a thing that says Buy Now. Click on that, it'll go right to the page, and you can too can have a Blues Army of Des Moines t-shirt. They're really nice. I'd like to take credit for the design, but I didn't do it. That was, I wish Wanda was here. Is this not her neighborhood anymore? Okay. Johnny Luna on the trumpet, ladies and gentlemen.
just want to lay and cry myself to sleep. Oh, yeah. Sometimes I get so worried, baby. I just want to lay down and cry myself to sleep. Here we go. But I think I got it bad. Hey, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Big Al, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
Well, Big Al, how's it going with your projects, your musical projects?
Well, I got several things going, actually. Just kind of jumping from one thing to another, just trying to see what feels the best.
I hear you. So is 1966 over?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Yeah, so, for now. It could resurrect itself later on.
So for people who don't know, what is 1966?
Well, we started out, we wanted to do, you know, like American pop and blues and rock from 1964 to 70s or whatever, you know, just kind of hit and miss some different stuff, blues and soul and stuff, you know, and it was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed playing with these guys, and we had a lot of fun.
Yeah, you know, that's kind of hot. As far as, you know, you can find work for those kind of bands, so, I mean, you know.
Yeah, there seems to be a market for it. It's you know, it's sparse, but it's good paying.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's better than blues, because they don't want to pay us anymore. Now we have to pay people to play the blues. Yeah.
But we'll still sing it for you.
That's right. All right, what do you want to do next, Al?
I think we'll do Going Down in E.
In E, okay.
I'm going down
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's that time again. We run to the end of the showcase, so we're going to do a little fun song here. And if it doesn't work, we'll just do a different one. So I want to thank you all for coming out. We also want to thank our listeners all over the world. Thank you, thank you, thank you for downloading and supporting us. Thanks to you, you're keeping the blues alive in just that little bit of just downloading. And it's
actually
free.
Tom, it's thanks to you.
Oh, thank you. I try, but it's the blues, baby. It's really tough. It's got a 2-5 turnaround. John Lucard and Big Al Dottery. I want to thank our sponsors, the Viking Swing Club, ladies and gentlemen, and the Blues Army of Des Moines. Check out both groups on Facebook. Come on back next month on October 30th to see Big Daddy Dennis Kane, Steve George, Kent Burnside, Madam Jules, the Bad Boys and Blues, and Scotty and the Wingtips. I want to thank you y'all for coming out. Hey, before we go, let's let the rhythm section go. On the drum, Rick Muschietta on percussion, and Johnny Luna playing percussion and trumpet. On the bass guitar, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. John Lee Egan. October 30th. Please listen to our podcast. Download it on iTunes, Google Play, Last FM, TuneIn Radio, all that good stuff. Or on Podbean. That's where we're at. You can subscribe and get it automatically. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. We love you very much. We'll see you next month.